Welcome to the Craig and Greg Show, presented by Maximize Leadership. Now, here are Craig Owens and Greg Harris.
Hey, welcome back. It's another episode of the Craig and Greg Show. I'm Craig. This is Greg. I want to talk to you about a subject that maybe you're saying, I don't want to go there, because we're going to ask you to think back about some of those difficult experiences, some of those hard roads that you walk down. And I'll tell you, one of the payoffs right up front is that there are some lessons that you're going to learn from a hard road that you can't learn any other way. And I kind of think of it this way, Greg, like you already went down that really rough road. You already paid the price for it. You might as well get something for what you paid for.
Yeah.
And but I think that a lot of times people go, oh, glad that that chapter is done. I hope I never have to think about that or do anything with that again. And it might be that you don't want to think about it anymore. But before you kind of put that on the shelf, probably some lessons that you could pull out of there and learn a little something from those bumps and bruises.
I would say I probably had those lessons. I was just maybe not very mature or unhumble to, you know what? I'm not going to bring that up. It's not, sure. There's no power in that pain. And then you find out there really is.
Yeah.
I've joked in previous episodes, I could probably write a pretty good book on business decisions, sports, you know, life going good. And I've laughed with you. I could probably write a trilogy on the things that didn't go well, mistakes, but those are what you learn from.
Yeah.
You know, if it goes easy, you don't really reflect much. You know, I'm thinking about right. March Madness or a Super Bowl, and you know, like we made it. You know, we got this far. Well, you expected to. When you lose, or maybe have a bad half, you're like, okay, I got to look inside, figure out what we're doing wrong. And as leaders, what did you find as the hard road maybe brought you down? You're like, I don't want to go this far, but I guess I have to.
Well, I think that for me, where my growth has been is like when I got into something difficult, as a younger leader, my first thought was, how do I get out of this? And ooh. I was looking to just like get through it as quickly as I can. As I got older, and it really came from kind of what I said at the top of the episode, was this looking back and going, oh, wait a minute. If I pull out my, look at these lessons that I learned. So then I began to realize, okay, wait a minute. This is a hard road. This is a difficult chapter. What am I going to learn in this? But I was farther into the process.
Yeah,
and then sooner, you know, as you go a little bit farther down the road, get a little bit more maturity, then you start recognizing, okay, this is going to be tough. Maybe even know it up front. Boy, we got to make this change. This is going to be hard. Hey, what lessons can I pull out from before, but what lessons am I going to learn when I go through this one now?
Why do you think we avoid it?
It's painful. Nobody wants to go through, I mean, yeah. You know, and we even say it like, you know, if you're at a gym, I bet you hanging on the wall somewhere is a sign similar to this, you know, the no pain, no gain. And you're like, yeah, you know, I realize that I'm going to lift weights. It's going to be painful. The next day I'm going to be going, oh man. But, oh, I look at, you know, I like the results. We say that all the time, but do we really?
Right. And maybe those gains, you know, like you used lifting weights or you bike, you know, and so I went 15 miles, you know, usually I do 8 to 10. So you can kind of metric it a bit,
sure.
Measure it. I think when you hit a hard road and an adversity, what other words we want to include here today, there's an avoidance.
Yeah.
Like I don't really know if it's going to pay off.
Right.
Whereas, you know, if you're riding a bike and, you know, all of a sudden you realize, oh my goodness, I got great energy. My legs aren't feeling heavy. I got 4 more miles to go. I'm going to kill it. And you pick up the speed a little bit. But you can measure,
sure.
You know, what the distance was in leadership and life. It's kind of hard to know, like, all right, what am I supposed to get out of this?
Sure.
And then most of us don't like to look inside, like, all right, what's one of my flaws? You know,
because you might say, if you look, you might say the hard time that I'm in is because I did it. You know, I got us here. So
yeah.
Who wants to admit
me, myself,
that?
And I are right. To blame. Yeah.
Right.
I think that's part of where we've been around leaders. You're like, he's going to repeat that same hard mistake again, isn't he? Yeah, he is.
Yeah. Yeah,
he just didn't learn.
Yep.
I think I'll do a sports one, and you'll probably have another one. So in college, got to play some sports. One was football, and we were playing a rival. And if we won the game, we won the league championship. And that was always a big thing. And I decided, you know, that really wasn't a goal of mine, I guess. I didn't really, you know, and the coach, after like, I threw two interceptions in the first half. And he, you know, wasn't super thrilled with me. And then the fourth quarter, we're marching to go ahead. And I just forced it and threw a third interception. And I come off the field and he goes, "You colorblind?" And he just like, "What else are you going to say?"
Right.
You know, it wasn't my best day. Interestingly, we played 9 college games in a season. I had 5 interceptions the whole season, 3-1 game against this rival. To the this day, I really despise that school, but I won't say where it was. But, you know, I didn't learn any lessons. You know, it was the second to the last game. Now we don't have a championship. The next year was a better year. But you just had to kind of eat crow for a minute. But the self-reflection, why is that something we don't like? And then when someone points it out, we don't like it. So what's the point? You know, like, my goodness.
Well, so, you know, I went through a really rough season. And so as a result of that, I wrote a book afterwards called When Sheep Bite, because I went through the sheep biting. And I start off in really saying in the beginning of the book, because I had to do this, am I willing to confront the idea that the reason why this sheep bit me, why somebody lashed out, am I willing to admit that there is a possibility that I might have been the culprit? And that's a hard thing to do. Yeah. I kind of joked about it earlier, like people say, "Oh, I don't want to discover I'm the problem." But maybe I am the problem.
Certainly contributed.
Yeah. And so, you know, did I ignore that person and they were biting me to get my attention? Did I step on them and that's why they were lashing out? Am I at least willing to consider that might be a possibility? That was a difficult decision for me to make, that, like, yes, I need to look at what role did I play in this? Mm. Now, it's possible. You might be in a tough situation and you had nothing to do with it.
Right.
There was a supply line somewhere that collapsed, and that was, so now you have a bottom line change in your business and you're really scrambling. Nobody could have foreseen that one coming.
True.
Okay, but you have to at least be willing to say, the difficult spot that I'm in right now, was there something that I did to contribute this? You know, maybe I stuck my head in the sand and chose not to look at some of the things that were going on around here, or I was tuning out some of the voices of some people that were going, "Hey, what if, and I just didn't pay attention to those. Otherwise, I'm never going to learn anything. If I just say, nope, the problem was somewhere else, it couldn't have possibly been me, then I'm really limiting the lesson that I'm willing to learn.
I know adversity doesn't sound good. Mm. You know, your comment about a weight room where it says no pain, no gain. That's probably someone who sold ibuprofen too, maybe.
Yeah,
but I do think there's a challenge of like trying to avoid the adversity.
Sure.
But just expecting that, you know, when it does come, I'll be ready.
Right.
Sometimes you have to practice. And hopefully as young leaders, you know, for the audience, maybe your mistakes aren't super big yet.
Sure.
You know, but as you move on and you become not just an emerging leader, but an experienced leader, you're probably going to do reflection a lot more because you got a lot more moving parts or a bigger organization.
Well, I had almost forgotten. I shared this quote with you. I love this quote from Hal Urban. It says, "Once we accept the fact that life is hard, we begin to grow. We begin to understand that every problem is an opportunity, and we can use those problems as a means of rising to the occasion." I think that really is, that's a mark of not just a maturing or an emerging leader, but a maturing leader that would say, okay, listen, I can learn something from this if I want to, or I can just go, that was painful. I hope I never have to do that again. You hope you never have to do it again.
Mm-hmm.
That I don't know that that's a really good strategy of just, you know, crossing your fingers and going, "Where's my lucky charms?" And maybe I'll never have to do. How about if you diagnose it, do an autopsy on it,
yes,
and say, "Okay,
well, that's a good point."
You know, I let's not repeat this thing again.
Well, I think society, certainly people around us in our closer circle, not an external way out there, but you know, they're not hoping we make mistakes.
Sure.
Right. You know, I mean, if they are, then they shouldn't be in the inner circle.
Right.
But
right.
And I've had those, you have had those.
Oh, yeah.
Like, you know,
yeah,
so yeah, he made a mistake again, and they almost like, you know, go out and celebrate. Yeah. Like, you guys are weird. I don't want to see you do struggle. But I remember being a swim coach, swim teacher, worked at a swim club, like a community club for kids. And you know, all right, you know, Jeffy's going to swim across the width of the pool, not the length of the pool. How old is he? 4. All right, go for it. And you could just see his butt sinking, you know, and he's just paddling so hard, not kicking well. And I run over to the other side and I says, all right, now take your breath and head back and don't use your arms, just use your feet. It's a slight adjustment. And he did that and swam much easier and his butt didn't sink. And he ended up being a high school swimmer, not because of me. But the parents were like, well, how'd you teach him that? Well, I just pointed it out. I said, you're just wailing with your arms and you're getting nowhere, just making splashes.
Sure.
If you can get your feet up, you know, you've got a longer, stronger leg. And so this kid learned to use his legs and he became a very good swimmer. I don't take any credit, but I think that's one of the things we do as leaders is, you know, just a slight change,
yes,
you know, an adaption at halftime. And then all of a sudden, you know, I'm not going to step on that landmine again. I'm going to avoid that because right. I hurt people or I delayed the company's success or, but you do with hard, you know, with the hard road, you do have to be willing to kind of swallow a little pride.
Yes.
You've been around people who maybe expected perfection and it's not very fulfilling.
No, well,
even if you did well.
I think that the hard part is that that people don't see the work that goes into it.
Ooh.
You know, they see you being successful in business. They see different things that, and they go, "Oh yeah, I'd love to do that." Well, I'm sure you would. I'm loving where I am too, but here's the hard roads that I had to go down to
right.
get here. You know, I had some sleepless nights. I had some bumps and bruises. I had some, you know, where I'm wondering, are we going to have enough money coming in to meet the next payroll? I yeah. went through all of those things
yeah.
to get to this spot and learned lessons along the way. But, you know, I mean, every ad that you see, you know, when you're flipping through, you know, you're on YouTube or you're wherever, and every commercial that's on TV is just like, hey, we can fix things just like this, just like this, just like this. And you're like, but really, are you really fixing anything?
Mm-hmm.
You know, and so it's so ingrained in people's minds of this insta success.
I'm not picking on you because I don't know if you've made a lot of mistakes in life.
Oh, yeah.
But what I was wondering is, if you could pinpoint what's one thing that holds you back from really learning from adversity, just your style, like what would be one thing like, I mean, I'm doing better now, but that was one of my trip ups. What was it?
The big one for me is that I hate to lose at
Ooh,
anything.
Okay.
And so if I have to admit that I lost.
Yeah.
That's the hard part.
I haven't really seen you do that very well around me.
Lose?
Yeah. No, or just lose, period.
I think a lot of people, even if you're not a sports fan, you probably know Lionel Messi,
yeah.
The soccer player. Yeah. I love this quote that he had. He said, I start early and I stay late day after day, year after year. It took me 17 years and 144 days to become an overnight success.
Well, I like that.
And so, like, I think that
an overnight success.
People forget, like, because all of a sudden, everybody's buying Messi's jersey. Everybody's yeah. talking about him. Everybody's following him. And he's like, man, yeah, he's a great soccer player. Yeah, you know how long it took him to get there?
Right.
You know how many sacrifices? You know how many hard lessons that he had to learn?
Yeah.
Because he lost, because he didn't do well. And
yeah.
And then he learned from that. And there just is, I said it at the top, and it took me a long time to learn this thing, but there's just some lessons that you can learn in no other way than to go through a hard time.
Yeah.
You got to walk down that hard road. And there's people that they're like, look at that road. It looks really hard. That hill looks really,
yeah.
I'm going to find a different route.
Mm-hmm. A shortcut.
Yep.
Yeah. I think I like yours, you know, just competitive, and I don't want to lose. I don't want to lose anything, right? Lose reputation, lose time, lose the game, whatever. I think early on, it was probably, you know, immature for me, but like, I just didn't want to be responsible, would try to find another reason to explain away a failure.
Sure.
Right. And as I got older, I'm like, I found transparency to be freeing for me.
Yeah.
And then our whole goal as leaders is to lead others. And so when I would say I didn't do that well with that client, I'm going to have to really change that next time I go out with them.
Yep.
So sorry about that, team.
Well, see, and you know what I love about that, though, is that for those younger leaders that are around you, when you go, relax, I've been here before,
yeah.
You know, or they come in, they're like, Greg, I lost that account. Okay. What do you mean?
It does happen.
Okay.
It does happen.
Right.
Yeah.
We're going to recover from this. We're going to be fine. And, you know, but if you're so concerned about like, it's got to be win, 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 and I don't want anybody to see any chinks in the armor.
Yeah. Good point.
You're not going to learn those lessons. Then you have no lessons to pass on to anybody either.
Right. I think for me, the immaturity was more of embarrassing.
Oh.
You know, like, you know, I think as time went on, I tried to find the message or the lesson and maybe fall on the sword myself so others would be like, oh, so this isn't make one mistake and you're fired kind of thing. You know, like that's just, no one really operates in their ultimate and their sweet spot if they're worried.
Right.
And so that's kind of my laugh with, I could write a trilogy on things that didn't work. But I think for the audience, Craig, what would be one suggestion, one process that you have applied, you know, when hard times come, adversity hits you right in the face, what's your first reaction? Because I think that's where a lot of us trip up, is right. Like our first reaction is to do what would you do?
Well, my if you're asking me in my younger days, I would have said my first reaction would have been to look around like, who can I point the finger at?
Oh, there you go.
Okay, yeah. That was my reaction in the younger time. What I've learned now is go, boy, I'm missing something here. And then to come to somebody like you, somebody that maybe is, you know, outside, it's a friend that I can trust to be truthful with me, but maybe they're not in the thick of the battle with me,
yeah.
And just say, what am I missing here? How am I going through this? What's so hard here? And have somebody and talk to me, but then I got to be willing to not sit there like this.
What are you talking about?
Tell me what's wrong, but don't tell me anything about myself that's wrong. You know, I can't do that.
Right.
I have to be able to come with that guard, say, hey, if it's me, tell me it's me, so I can learn. Because again, I'm in a lot of pain. I'm paying a high price for this. I'd like to get something for what I'm paying for.
Yeah, exactly.
So I need to be willing to listen to somebody that loves me enough to, and is wise enough, you know, they can give me wisdom, but they can tell me the truth.
I think that's really good. I think maybe a couple answers there. One is to have someone close enough in your circle that they could point it out, and it wouldn't be a cut down.
Right.
They wouldn't use it as a leverage. And like you said, you trust and believe that they have your best. So that would be kind of our covenant brother relationship.
Yep.
But maybe even coaching.
Yeah.
You know, sometimes you just put your head down, you've got a big company, you're trying to, you know, climb the ladder. You know, they passed over you for one promotion, and then you're like, okay, so I'm not going to be like so self-conscious, but what would you say is the reason I got passed over? Like, wow. So if you went to someone in your company, you know, as you're an emerging leader, what a cool opportunity for them to say, well, I think sometimes you interrupt people in a meeting. Mm-hmm. I think I do.
Yep.
You know, and so self-reflection, and not like one strikeout doesn't make a major league baseball career.
Well, I like that, like, once you get to that spot where you say, yeah, I'm going to ask this person why I missed out on that. When you find that kind of person, I found a guy early on that was an older guy that had been there, done that. And I just said, hey, can we get together for breakfast like once a week? and I just need you to point out things to me that I might be not seeing. And, you know, so there was areas that he could challenge me in. So good. I wasn't waiting until, oh, I missed that opportunity, but hey, help me get ready for other opportunities as they're going to come down the road. So, but it has to start with, I have to be willing to admit, okay, it might be me. And somebody can, if they're going to point that out to me, I have to be willing to take that and make the changes.
One thing I would maybe add to that for the audience is you need to ask someone ahead of time before adversity.
Yes.
Hey, when this happens, I'm probably going to come to you. I don't know when it's going to happen. Right. Adversity, hard day, hard road, a challenge, you know. And then they're kind of on the ready, like, so you chose me?
Yeah.
And then you know you have freedom to say, hey, you know, poop hit the skids here. I need to talk to you. Okay. I mean, we had that pre-arrangement.
Yep.
So that would be helpful. And then they might say, once you call on them, I probably called on you about 9 times. So you're probably ready to give me some adversity that you face. But I think that's permission granted for someone too.
Yep.
Like if you see it and I'm not even asking you, can you just be okay to point it out? Sure. And so one that was given permission is going to be very careful how they cloak it, package it.
Yep.
Whereas if it hits the fan and you're in a company and you're in leadership, but the top dog or whoever comes in and ready to blast you because he heard about it or she heard about it, that's really not a situation of growing.
No.
That's a
reacting in the moment.
Yeah. That's a punishment, you know? So, I think we've hit some great tools for leaders. You want to do one more quote?
Well, I want you to share your quote.
All right. So, your hardest times often lead to the greatest moments. And I thought about just that sentence and I'm like, yeah, cause if it was easy, it really wasn't feel great.
Right.
And I thought, yeah, even if you accomplish something like an achievement versus adversity, keep going. Tough situations build strong people, and we need more strong leaders.
Yes, we sure do.
And I kind of thought about that from our society standpoint. I mean, it's not a dig. It's just we need more strong leaders who are willing to say, I messed up, and I need to ask forgiveness, or I need some help on this. I'm sorry that I dissed you and didn't include you in this decision. And but what a really could be a healthy chapter,
yes,
instead of an avoided chapter.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Well, I love what Greg said too about ahead of time, getting together with a coach. We have a great field of coaches that we can match you up with. And so, you know, looking for a coach to help you is never, ever a signal of like, well, I don't know what to do. It's really saying I'm getting an outside perspective to help me get even better at what I do and prepare me for the future. So if you go to MaximizeLeadership.com, click on the link for our coaching page. You'll see some of our coaches listed there. But the real value on that page is down at the bottom where there's a form that you can fill out and just say, hey, here's what I want to get ready for. I want to prepare for this. I want to learn some lessons from this. Fill that out. We'll read it through. We'll find the best coach to connect you. And that's going to help you grow and go forward there. We'd also recommend you go back and check out the full library of Craig and Greg Show episodes. You can click on the playlist there on YouTube and just scroll through and find some of those different topics and say, hey, this is one that I need to work on, and you can dial in on that one. And if you haven't already, please subscribe there on YouTube so that way you're notified anytime that new content comes out for you, because we've got these full-length episodes. We got some shorter max minutes that Greg puts out there, and we're just kind of keeping you in the loop on things. And so this is what we want to do for you. As Greg said in that quote, we need more strong leaders. And so that's why we're doing what we're doing to strengthen you, because when you get better, people around you get better. And when that starts happening, our whole society gets better as a result of that. So that's why we're here to resource you. And we also want your feedback as well. Say, hey, here's a topic. We'd love to have you weigh in on that, or maybe give us some feedback on these lessons as well. Tell us where we got it right, where we missed it, where we can pick up more information from you. So that's where we want to resource you. So stay tuned, because there's lots more content that's going to be coming your way real soon.
Get in touch with Craig and Greg through Twitter at Maximize Podcast or at MaximizeLeadership.com. Be sure to subscribe so you don't miss any episodes of The Craig and Greg Show.